Hello and welcome to the broadcast bonus show for September. My name is Colleen.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Because I'm funny.
It is really funny. It is. Oh, my name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome, everybody. We've got a bit of bonus clips to catch you up on. So it'll be coming at you hot over the next couple of weeks. This episode tonight covers the bonus clips from episode 5.9 to 5.12. And that would be August and September. End of August and September clips. It was a really fun blast from the past to go back to be like, oh yeah, we talked about this in August and now it's November. Oh, well, that's crazy. So yeah, good times. I've told a lot of like Alex Nocturnal Adventure stories, and I cut a lot of them out for the show and saved them for bonus clips, but then I ended up deleting them from bonus clips too, because
pick your favorites.
I know there's only one that was my favorite that I kept in here, but what I was getting at was just going through like what we were going through in August and September when we first took the bars off the crib, and you know, now he's gated in his room at night. good times. Anyway, let's get started with these clips. We have 10 clips to get into, which is why this is only covering 4 episodes. I figured 10 clips is probably the apex of attention spans here. So
good round number.
Yeah. So let's get started. The first clip is called The Rabbit Hole. No, I'm just gonna assume that Devin fell down the Hugh Hewitt rabbit hole and just decided that women were evil because they wanted the same amount of pay as him. Also, no woman would touch his pee-pee, so he's really mad. So that clip was about the dude. The only reason it came out is because there were several jokes and things of the same ilk. And we didn't need to repeat it as many times as it was repeated, a.k.a. me.
So. At first, you know, just got to keep telling those jokes, you know?
Yeah, you know, I kept the ones that fit in best with the tone of the episode. But yeah, that was the dude that...
Safety jokes.
Yeah, the I'm a bad mom because feminism is something, something, something. That dude. The feminism is WAP dude.
Yep, that winner of humanity.
Yes. So that's why that clip was cut out, just because it was running long, and again, we made very many jokes at his expense in that, you know, realm. So didn't need them all. But always good to relive it several months later. Mm-hmm. All right, our next clip is called Little Angry Italian Man, and it is one of the Alex clip I chose, actually, from back. This would be, this episode was recorded, I believe, a week or a week and a half after we took the bars off the crib, so for context. Like last night, he fell completely. He was sitting up, like just going like this. Fell, for anybody out there not listening, like he was like just rubbing his eyes, just kind of chilling. Falls completely backwards, boom, on the floor. And I know. And he starts crying, but he cries. And then he had fallen the night before or 2 nights before. I can't even keep track anymore. And I looked in the camera because I wasn't very close. No, I hadn't even heard it. I checked on him in the middle of the night. And then had scrolled back up to see if he was moving, because I always do that when he's asleep, and saw that like 10 minutes beforehand he had fallen and then gotten right back into bed, and like nobody had even known, and it didn't bother him. So I started to, and he puts his hands up in the air like this, like a little Italian man, and he's like, ah!
This is the edge of the bed.
Anyway, so a lot of my
brought to you by the same guy who just, when he cut himself, put a
Put a tube on it.
That's right. Put a Buster tube over it. I kept going.
Put a tube on it.
Yeah, I guess in retrospect, I should have seen it coming. Didn't even think of that.
Damn.
Yeah, Alex is hardcore. He's kind of a badass. But on the other hand, so his hair is long, and we took them both to get haircuts the other day, and we thought he was going to do it, and at the end he was like, "No, I want to put my hair up in a ponytail still," because we've been doing just to pull it out of his face, like, you know, ponytails like up at the top of the head, and it's kind of like a have up, have down thing, or a pebbles, if you will. And his teacher has been. What she does the little girl's hair in his classroom, and he's really enjoyed hanging out with them and getting her, having her put his hair in a ponytail too.
Nice. That's awesome.
So we ended up just getting it like shaped, so it was like, because you know it was kind of in danger of like mullet, like kind of in the back. So like she just like ended up like lightly dusting the side to like make it, you know, kind of flow a little bit more. But yeah, so cute Alex story of the day. He also, Jay has this baby Yoda. He also took the baby Yoda out of Jay's office yesterday, put it on a pillow on the floor, and then covered it with a blanket and told us all to be quiet because baby Yoda was sleeping. It was really cute. Oh. The many sides of Alex Glatfelter, everyone. He's an interesting kid. He's a funny kid. All right. The next one is called A Quicker Means to an End. And I believe the title comes from another like awesome Amanda one-liner, which many of these actually do come from. Here we go. Shandy, go look at the picture that I posted in PO right now. I posted it in the thread that Will did about how they have no platform.
And then screen cap it and put it in our chat so I can see it.
Yes. Or I guess I could just, I mean, it's kind of a thing that's been everywhere. So I suppose I could just, I think it actually might be on my desktop because I uploaded it. Hold on.
That's a quicker means to an end.
Okay, so the only reason I included that was A, I loved Amanda's quip at the end, and B, I did the exact same thing yesterday when we were doing broad topics.
Quick, someone find this thing for me that I have right here.
I know, the thing that I literally just tweeted so I could just pull it up on my phone.
I feel like that's the modern day equivalent of like, where are my glasses, and they're on top of your heads.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where's that meme I found?
Yeah. Where's the meme that I saved to my phone so I could then upload to Facebook? Oh my god, I can't find
that
it
meme
on
I
Facebook.
Sent you. Where can you send me that?
Yeah. Can you text it back to me? Yeah, winning. Yeah. Anyway, a lesson to all of us, or to me. This next one is called Colleen Can't See Again. And I think there's another Amanda one-liner in this one, too. Amanda's like our one-liner queen. Here we go.
I don't always have much to say, but, you know.
But when I do, I say it in one line.
When I do, you know. Keep it moving.
Here we go. A California Superior Court judge has ordered that President Donald Trump pay $44,100 to Stormy Daniels to reimburse her attorney's fees in the legal battle surrounding. I'm sorry, I can't read because it's very far away from me and it's my small screen. I'm going to put the glasses on.
Do it.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm also going to move forward.
You do you.
Yes.
We're here for you. Whatever support you need.
Anyway, that happens a lot and it always gets edited out. So there you go.
I just have to say,
I like those glasses. I like the glasses though. They're a good look.
They are a good look.
Wait, which one?
And I know
these ones, the readers.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say, Shandy?
No, I know that we've talked about this before, but again, like, I laughed again at the exact same place with, like, the same level of intensity. So, I mean, has this been, like, this has to be something about how, like, we work internally, like...
Yeah, there are times when I'm editing and I laugh at the same thing as I'm laughing, like, while I did it.
But like same reaction. It's that's wild. It's yeah. Any smart people who know how the brain works that are listening.
Yeah.
If you have any insight, that's just kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And scary.
Consistency. You're consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. But I appreciate it.
Me too.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right. The next clip is called this next one is it's a little, even for us, it's a little racy. So it's called Falwell Cabaret. Here we go. It's okay. We're gonna go go cabaret style with this shit. Okay, here we go.
Where are you from? Where are you from? It's your anniversary?
That's nice. How do you like to watch your wife have sex? What about you? Do you like to participate as well?
Tell me, young man, how old are you guys?
Yeah, how old are you? You're 21, right? I'll fuck you for the next few years. You want to build a homeless shelter? I'll get you a homeless shelter. Let's do it. All right, anyway. A superior... So that's why it was cut out.
I had forgotten all about that. That was a great moment.
Yeah. We had a lot of Falwell jokes over the course of a couple of episodes.
As well, we should have.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. The next one is called Oops, and it's just a moment that got cut out because, you know, it didn't belong in the episode. Here we go. We will be taking next week off, so there'll be no new episode on September, 10th?
11th.
There'll be no new episode. Oh, fuck. Okay, hold on. Just knocked everything down.
Okay. Time out.
Hold, please. Yeah, that was when I spilt something.
Oh, dear.
I don't remember, but... Clearly.
Well, that's probably a good thing, because if it was something like damaging, you would have remembered that.
Yeah.
My guess is when I, like, my water glass melts and frequently gets stuck to the coaster, so my guess is I moved the coaster and then it knocked down, like, in sequence, the picture frame next to it and whatever else, but that was 2 months ago, so I don't really remember.
Let's go with that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, sure. All right. Next one is called Husband Interruption Hour. For context, Frack was on camera or on audio for that episode earlier. And we did keep it in because I think he was talking to you about like soup or something. And it was fun. So that part was on there. But I took the part with Jay out just because. Anyway, here we go.
Hello.
Also, I knocked the thumbtack down and I can't find it. And then I picked up a dead bug from the corner because I thought it was a thumbtack, but it was a dead bug and it was bugging. It was really gross and I didn't like it.
Man, I love your hair. Did you like curl it more? Is it like... No?
No, nope, this amazing. Is just what... this is quarantine hair. I just cut it and then it was hair. Just...
I love
it. Well, it was this curly before I cut it and then it just got curlier.
Yeah, because there's less weight.
Oh, it looks amazing. Yeah. I fucking love it.
Can you see with your eyes if the thumbtack is there? I don't want to step on it. My calendar fell off the wall and knocked all the stuff down, and it was just a mess. Apparently, it's husband's interruption hour.
I think, like, at least for us, it's like a side effect of being quarantined together for so long.
I know.
Because... like, whenever I used to podcast, it was like doors closed, no interruptions. Like, this is like a sacred space. And then when I first started working at home, it was very much the same thing. Cause, like, I'm working. And let's be real, like, it's a bigger deal if I'm interrupted while working than while podcasting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like there are times that I can turn off my mic and turn off my camera. So, or that I'm in meetings. So it's like the lines have become blurred. And then I think it's bled over into the podcasting too.
Where were we?
I am excited about the chicken noodle soup though.
Oh. Yeah.
Love this chicken noodle soup. Also, my internet sucks.
I don't know if that was me or like the cord here, because it kind of gets messed up, as you know, or your internet. We kind of got a little bit Robot Shandy, but I don't know who roboted to make Robot Shandy. Anyway, yeah, I just thought that that was a fun clip to share because it shows the tangents that we frequently go off on that result in minutes being taken out of the show.
Although in hindsight, I feel bad. You were like trying to get Jay to help you with something very important because a thumbtack, stepping on a thumbtack could have been very painful and potentially dangerous mm-hmm. to the person who steps on it. And we're just talking about my freaking hair.
No, no, like, no. Oh, he didn't care.
Well, yeah, you like it. I know. I mean, you know, it's not that different. But like...
No, the cut does look
nice. It did look really. It did look exceptionally great.
No, 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 no.
And I could have steered the conversation back and helped support you in that moment, and I did not, and I'm sorry.
It's fine. What he was helping me with was with the thumbtack, but that was when we had the conflict with the webcam, and I didn't have the camera until after commercial break.
That he brought it in
the middle of us, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what he was helping with. But anyway, we've got three more clips that are pretty quick. So let's finish that up. The next one is just another Amanda one-liner that was the theme of this episode that I was just so tickled by and laughed at. So here we go. Hold on. I'm trying to, you know, threads, you got to scroll to the bottom to go to the top.
Oh, this is why I hate Twitter. Just it's all backwards.
It's backwards. Okay, hold on. But if you click on the one, it'll say show thread. So it's really funny, though.
Too long, too many clicks.
I love me a good Amanda one-liner, as I've said. So anyway, the next clip is... Okay, the next clip's a little bit longer. And it is actually a drone update. Remember when Shandy had the drone outside of her house and that we did talk about that on camera?
I do remember that.
And then it was a little long, so I took it out for time. But I also mentioned during it that I was going to take it out. So for anybody that was interested in the drone update that was outside of Shandy's house, here you go. Now you're going to get it. Hey, what about that drone? Did we ever get an update on the drone that was outside of your house yesterday?
I think it was apparently my neighbor's in-laws are visiting them. And so it was the neighbor's dad, the neighbor's father-in-law. And it was super creepy because, first of all, like we're in town, like just put your fucking drone away. there's a lot of people that live in this block. Like, you know?
Ain't nobody got time for your drone.
What's up?
As in, ain't nobody got time for your drone.
Uh-huh. It's just rude. It was literally right outside of my living room window that I'm looking over and seeing right now. So I was like, am I being filmed? Like, what's going on? Can he see me? And apparently then it went up a little bit more and like into their upstairs there's like a balconies on that side. And Frank said it was like at the level of the balcony. And also like there's a bunch of hummingbirds around here and the hummingbirds were like super perturbed by it and like following it and like didn't know what to do. And yeah. And it made noise. Like just,
yeah, I hear those
everything about it. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Everything about it was just so just, yeah.
Anyway. All right. That's going to be a bonus clip.
Yeah.
That is really weird.
That is just, yeah.
Right?
That's just disrespectful. Like, come on. You're on vacation. Leave your drone at home.
Seriously.
Why don't you go on Facebook? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Everybody laughed at the same points as well. So that was exciting. There is your drone update. Still weird, though.
Still so weird.
still fucking weird. They went back for once they came, though.
That's good. That's good.
No, that's good. Take a drone with them.
Mm-hmm.
The final clip is called Something Will Find a Way. And when you listen to it, you know, another racy joke that didn't quite land, and then to explain it, and then I was like, eh, we'll just save it for the bonus. So here we go. Oh, I said, come, we'll find a way, much like life. Jurassic Park? No? Okay.
Yes. No. Excellent movie.
Not always, though. I feel like sometimes you got to work pretty hard for it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I was just talking for our last story, person C or whatever it was.
Yeah, you know,
D will find a way for her. There you go. D will find a way. All right. And the story we were referring to, remember the pandemic sex stories that we read about, the people that were weighing whether or not it was worth it?
Yeah.
Because one of them was like, you know, super, super thirsty. And yeah,
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was our clips for September part one. September part two will be coming out in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned on the bonus thread. Thank you for listening.
Hooray.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, though. Thank you for being a patron. We really appreciate it. We hope that everybody out there is staying healthy, well, sane, and just hanging in there. So, cool. But, yeah, if anybody has any feedback, again, for us, otherwise, broadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Otherwise, I will see you on Friday when our new episodes drop. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.